Well, to start with, I've lived here my whole life, so it's a very precious resource.
Kathy, who didn't give her last name, lives south of Carbondale. She was one of a handful of people who came to an open house at the Glenwood Springs Library recently to find out more about the U.S. Forest Service Hanging Lake Management Plan. The agency is taking comments until September 21st to find out what people would like to see included in the plan.
Mostly, I want to see the number of visitors per day reduced to 500. I would like to see the whole area closed for 1 year to allow healing of the ecosystem so that it can be in better shape when they open it up again. I would like to see the permit system in place in such a way that it encourages people to not just make the reservation but follow through with it, so that it's enough of a commitment that they don't just go on and say, well, we might go, and take a permit from somebody who really wants to go.
Hanging Lake is part of the Eagle Ranger District of the White River National Forest. Aaron Mayville is the district ranger. Mayville told KDNK that the Forest Service worked with
Colorado Department of Transportation, the Colorado State Patrol, the City of Glenwood Springs, and then the Glenwood Springs Chamber of Commerce, Garfield County. Garfield County Search and Rescue has been part of it as well. And Xcel Energy.
To come up with the main parts of the plan, like reducing visitors to 615 people a day, a permit system, and a shuttle to and from the parking lot. Three scenarios,
780, 615, and 450,
were created to get an idea of carrying capacity.
And then we looked at environmentally sensitive one, where we really dropped that number down. We named it that because the driver for the environmentally sensitive scenario was the lake and the trail, the ecosystem. There's a recognition out there that the lake and trail need a breather. It's had a lot of people and a lot of footsteps on it for quite some time. But there's also recognition that closing the lake outright, allowing zero people to come to Hanging Lake, is not really a tenable option, right? And so...
Why not?
Well, because it's a gem and a treasure in the state of Colorado. It's public land. We want access and people to be able to see it and enjoy that.
But it won't be a gem if it's pummeled.
That's where that 450 per day kind of came out of. And what 780 aimed to achieve was more of an economic goal, while still trying to give the lake a little bit of a break. The third Goldilocks, is 615. And that's what it was.
The Volpe Center, a division of the U.S. Department of Transportation, ran those scenarios to see which number might work best.
There's a YouTube video they have of it, and it shows, a dot is a person, and shows trail crowding, like at 615 per day, at 780 per day, and 450, what does it look like? What's that trail crowding? They ran visual simulations. They took like a photo point, and they added two people, Photoshop, and then they added 50 people. We used all of this in surveys. We showed it to folks and said, what looks best to you? But generally speaking, we kind of landed on, and it narrowed us down to 615. So it's actually.
But the Hanging Lake plan is just the start of something bigger. Using a balloon analogy, Mayville explained that people who aren't part of the 615 daily visitors to Hanging Lake will likely spread out to other parts of Glenwood Canyon.
So if you limit numbers, like to 615, for instance, it's like squeezing a balloon. And we recognize that balloon's going to pop out in other places. In this case, I think that's an apt analogy for Glenwood Canyon. You've got Grizzly, you've got Shoshone, you've got No Name, etc.
Hanging Lake is the main concern right now, but because of more and more activities in Glenwood Canyon, a larger plan is coming.
The problem is that's a big undertaking. And so we're going to need to, continue the motivation, continue the momentum, and keep people's, eye on the ball and get that piece of work done.
Contrary to what Kathy from Carbondale would like to see, Mayville said Hanging Lake will likely not be closed, but that too remains to be seen. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.